So we've just myself and Matt Barnstorm were just chatting to Andy the Driver. He's now commonly known across the interwebs, or at least we like to think so. And I was wondering, what kind of people have you picked up in your, was it 20 years of being a professional driver?
All sorts of people. I've picked up some celebs. I've picked up your normal run-of-the-mill people. I've picked up smelly people. I've picked up ugly people. I've picked up not very nice people. And I've picked up charming people.
So let's save some of the embarrassment for some of those people. What kind of celebs?
Varies. I mean, I many years ago picked up Rodney Marsh and George Best when they were doing a after dinner speech tour.
Were they sober?
Yeah, it was fairly early in the morning, so Rodney was sober. I didn't know about George too much. He sat in the back. But various other celebs that come to Milton Keynes visit into the station. Some boxers, footballers, MPs, TV celebs.
What kind of boxers?
Barry McGuigan.
A legend in his time.
A legend in his own time. John Barnes. As I say, Rodney Marsh and George Best.
Yeah. Are they boxing as well now?
Yeah. Well, George Best is boxing. He's
a box. So, who are the most talkative out of the, you know, is it sports people or politicians?
They all talk. I mean, I tend to treat all my passengers the same. I don't tend to be in awe of anybody. I treat them exactly as I would do any other passenger. And generally, we just have a good conversation about whatever's going on the news or whatever they want to talk about. Maybe about their job, their profession. And it's fun meeting such a wide range of people all the time.
I imagine you get the occasional very late shift and people have come out of the pubs and they might get a little bit enamoured. Are you the kind of guy that tilts your rearview mirror away if there's a bit of hanky-panky going on?
Yeah. You've got a button on your rearview mirror that you can twist and...
Is that the one connected to the camera?
That's the one. Well, that starts the camera rolling, so that whilst they think you're diverting it away, it actually sets it in motion.
There's actually a lot of private hire vehicles in the world having CCTV installed. Is it ever something you'd consider?
Not really, because I don't tend to do too many late shifts. I'm more of an early person, and generally during the day you don't get too many problems.
You've never felt your life threatened in any way? From people in the car, because I imagine the roads are getting pretty hectic.
You've picked up some people that you are very, very wary about. I can't say I've ever actually been felt that threatened.
Yeah.
But there are people that you've been very, very wary about.
So what makes a good professional driver?
Well, in this job, being a taxi driver, I think one of it is being courteous, being punctual, and basically not driving around like an idiot.
Yeah, well, I must admit, you're very safe, and I thought the top hat might have been a bit of an issue when we initially got into the car, but you're looking super dapper. We are having a little bit of a joke. He is actually dressed casually, but we were thinking that next time when you pick us up, could you please make a bit more of an effort?
I can do, but that's an extra £20.
Thanks a lot, Andy.